Welcome so to our regular segment, Muses and Mentors, Tales of Influence and Inspiration. This time around, it's the cabaret queen Moira Finucane from the Burlesque Hour.
I remember John Bailey, the Sunday Age reviewer, wrote about me a couple of years ago. He said that an evening with Moira Finucane is like being chased down a Berlin backstreet by a lily-skinned, ermine-clad Amazon who boxes you around the ears with a wheelie bin before feeding you a nice custard. She's a little hard to categorise. And I enjoyed that immensely. But throughout my life as an artist, I have not only been a little hard to categorise from the outside, but a little hard to categorise from the inside. The work that I create doesn't sit in any particular art form. It's a combination of highbrow and lowbrow, populist and provocative, entertaining and challenging. And I love it, and I've been doing it for 15 years. But when I started to think about what a muse was to me, it was something that created a thrill of recognition, and I had to go back a long time to a woman called Maria Delvard. In the early 1900s, cabaret leapt from Paris to Munich, where a wave of young artists were opposing the Lex Heinz morality laws, whereby the police could get involved in censoring art. The cabaret, The Eleven Executioners, premiered, and nobody had any idea that its star would become a very tall, very angular, very thin, very wide-mouthed woman with a kind of a deathly pallor who did not sing. What she did was she intoned Wiedekind's poem of lost innocence. I was a child of 15. A pure, innocent child, when I first experienced how sweet the joys of love are, and when I am no longer pleased, I will gladly be buried. She was a sensation. People were electrified. Her dress had been ripped up in the mayhem of backstage, and so they'd just sewn her into her skin-tight black day dress and played this kind of purple light on her. And I looked her up and I realised that Maria Delvard looked a lot like me. She wasn't beautiful. She wasn't cabaret in that gorgeous, feminine, cabaret, gorgeous girl way. She was very tall, very striking, very gothic, very sexy, and very electrifying. She is my muse, and she has stayed with me. And alongside finding out about her, I found out about cabaret in those early days, and I came home. Because cabaret these days is many things. It's everything from gorgeous show tunes to wildly political satire. But back in the day when cabaret was first invented, the Chat Noir opened in the late 1800s, cabaret then, which was mostly run by men but not entirely, was a combination across art forms. It was literary, it was political, it had poets and puppeteers and artists. Eric Satie started out in the Chat Noir. And when I found out about these Chat Noir shows where the artists would come and there'd be auditions backstage after every show and this salon environment would happen where these monstrous sets would happen in these tiny venues, I thought, the thrill of recognition, the mentor, this is what Jackie and I do. We get these very intimate venues. We have that sense of the small stage as being a crucible for political thought and a crucible across art forms. I found out about this other woman called Valeska Gert, who did a dance of death. And the description of her dance of death, she talks about taking off various layers and going into this rictus of pain and agony and transcendence and then becoming still. Needless to say, the police were called. a woman called Rosa Valetti in the 20s. She was one of the women who opened up her own cabaret. And because cabaret is that kind of lightning fast form, that small stage, that intimate venue, that sense that you are being entertained and embraced and clutched to a very exciting bosom, a lot of women opened up their own cabarets. So you can see where I feel like my foremothers come from. Rosa Valetti opened up her own cabaret and it was called Café Megalomania. And there was a lot of drinking there and eventually that was her undoing. But she said, historically and famously, that the small stage must always be the province of the political, must always be the province of the socially provocative. And I imagine, late at night, Maria Del Vard sitting in the audience with a glass of red, watching me in the burlesque hour doing the water wall, inspired by the likes of her, a combination of the literary, the highly physical, the fine art and the provocative entertainment and the transgression. The water wall is my homage to the National Gallery's water wall. It combines the best of my physical performance with a huge amount of water, and the audience are given umbrellas, and into the monologue is woven Wuthering Heights, for people to look out for, and the very famous picture Anguish from the National Gallery, where a mother sheep stands over her dead baby lamb, surrounded by black crows against the white snow. And my character is so inspired by this, as Maria Del Vard herself would be, that she decides that, ladies and gentlemen, she doesn't mind getting wet for art.
The artistically moist Maura Finucane and the latest incarnation of the Burlesque Hour, created and directed by Maura Finucane and Jackie Smith, is on in Melbourne at the moment at 45 Downstairs. And more M&Ms, Muses and Mentors over the coming weeks here in Artworks.